This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Not even a contest when it comes down to it. I'm talking about Mississippi. It is contested when we're speaking of Paul Manafort. What's going to happen there? Kate Delaney, America Tonight. We're going to swing in and out of the buzz across your backyard and mine, and this certainly would make some news, and it did. Republican Senator Cindy Hyde-Smith won that very divisive Mississippi runoff to remain in office. So Tuesday it became official. The 59-year-old defeated the Democrat Mike Espy, a former U.S. Ag Secretary who wanted to become Mississippi's first African-American senator in a very, very long time. In fact, since Reconstruction. But there were all kinds of moments that happened. The runoff was really, really rocked by a video where Hyde-Smith said of a supporter, if he invited me to a public hanging, I'd be on the front row. A separate video showed her talking about liberal folks and making it just a little more difficult for them to vote. So then there was, you know, all of that, pulling that apart. And because of the history, as many of you know in Mississippi, many of the great listeners who send me emails and calls, and you've been talking about it. What happened is the GOP lost control of the House. We know that. Democrats assumed the majority in January, but not in the Senate. Republicans control the Senate. They have the majority. So the 64-year-old Mike Espy loses. He doesn't move on. There were even corporate donors like Walmart that wanted refunds on their campaign money that they gave to Hyde-Smith after those videos came up. But she had support from a lot of Republicans who tried to rally around her, and in the end, the numbers do not switch. Don't know what the final numbers will be here for how long Paul Manafort goes to jail, or does he get pardoned? One of Paul Manafort's lawyers met with attorneys for President Trump to brief them on the Russian investigation. That's according to this report that was flayed out there by the New York Times, saying that Kevin Dowling shared info about the special counsel's investigation of Manafort with the White House. Rudy Giuliani, one of Trump's lawyers, as we all know, for the Robert Mueller Russian probe, told the New York Times the arrangement has helped Giuliani and his colleagues understand where the investigation is, how deep the former FBI is going. So this could be interesting, because legal experts are saying that Manafort might be pursuing a presidential pardon. He's awaiting sentence for his first trial. He was found guilty of financial crimes. And whether or not he's pardoned, that's just down the road, but he could do it. Remember, Scooter Libby was pardoned by Bush. And then that goes to what happened in revealing the name of Valerie Plame and all of that. But would that really go down with Donald Trump? Yeah, there's a possibility, because you have the power of the pardon. I think it's one of the most powerful things the president has. He, you know, as a president, we've only had male presidents, so I said he. They can turn some really wrongs into rights, and then also people personally that they feel were wronged, that's the deal. As many pardons, I think, as you want, although it always gets talked about, but there could be a lot of pardons. And how about this? The president might impose 25% tariffs on imported cars next week. European auto stocks have massive losses after a German magazine reported that the Prez could hit them up with tariffs, and that's a big number, 25%. It would be from all car imports except for from Canada and Mexico. But the White House is saying they're not going to move forward on the European Union or Japan as long as they're making constructive progress in trade talks. So if that's happening, that's what they're saying. Could take a month to decide. Once he makes a decision, the White House says 15 days to impose tariffs. So that could just kind of hang around. There's another piece of power that you have. Because that tariffs get passed on to the consumer, of course they do. And it's one way to slow down the certain cars from coming in. And I'll talk about cars. GM has had a lot of angry reaction in the Midwest that backed Donald Trump. 14,000 jobs cut, 7 factories closed. Even the president tweeted out, you better add a new facility in Ohio after these cuts, but I don't see that happening at all. And now it's here. So now the cuts are here by the beginning of the year. They got a massive tax break, though, from last year's Republican tax bill and failed to invest that money in American jobs, is what Democratic Senator Sherrod Brown tweeted. He said corporate greed at its worst. At its worst. The White House didn't respond to a request for comment on GM's move. Then there was information that was tweeted out about it. I don't see how this flips around. I just don't see how quickly they could turn that around. I think people are finding themselves getting ready to be out of work, and some of them are really, really in shock over this. It's not what they expected to fall. Speaking of falling, Education Secretary Betsy DeVos made a big announcement that we're in trouble with these student loans, you think? Student debt is at $1.5 trillion. Trillion. She was at Atlanta at a training conference for the Education Department's Federal Student Aid Division. They oversee student loans awarded by the feds. She said the federal government holds that money in outstanding student loans that much. It's a threefold increase from 2007. You would see an increase, but you know, a $500 billion increase from 2013. So what happened was you had private banks used to give out federally subsidized student loans. Instead, colleges hiked their tuition rates during the Obama administration, and it got pretty nasty at some of these schools because they raised their rates. So a lot of students are struggling to pay off their debt. 43% of all loans are considered in distress by the federal government. Wow. Oh, and how many of them are not even using their degree to pursue whatever it is they thought they were going to pursue and that they needed the degree for? $1.5 trillion. Think about that big number for a while. That's a very, very big number. Crazy number, if you ask me. Wow. Wow, wow, wow. All right, speaking of numbers, we have a few numbers we're going to talk about on the flip side. Then, coming up on the show, I'm going to introduce you to one of the 10 tenors. They are touring across the United States. They are awesome. The Christmas music will blow you away. Hang out with us here on ATN.
My doctor makes more informed decisions prescribing my blood pressure medications based on the data I presented to him on the Smart BP app.
That's one.
Smart BP can export a colorful, detailed blood pressure report that I can bring to my doctor.
That's two.
Smart BP is easy to use and intuitive, and the features on the free version are very generous.
And that's just three of the thousands of five-star reviews of Smart BP, a new blood pressure tracking smartphone app from Evolve Medical Systems. Smart BP is the only app designed for ease of use and seamless connectivity to help manage manage your blood pressure and keep track of your health at your fingertips. With Smart BP, you can automatically sync your blood pressure measurements through Apple Health and Microsoft Health Vault. Connect with Apple Watch. Easily print and share detailed reports with your doctor, plus many more features. Smart BP is free and available both on Apple and Android devices. And be sure to search the App Store for Smart Blood Pressure from Evolve Medical Systems. That's Smart BP from Evolve Medical Systems, the Smart Blood Pressure Tracker.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. Kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
Music is a word within itself, with a language we all understand. With an equal opportunity for all to sing, dance, and clap their hands. Well, just because a record has a groove, don't make it in the groove. But you can tell right away in Dr. A when the people start to move.
And a shout out to Alec Knutson for his work on the technicals for this show. And coming up, like I said, let me give you the menu. Doing a little conversation with one of the 10 tenors. They sing around the United States from Australia. So popular city tour. And they sing all this Christmas music that's, like, again, phenomenal. And they donate proceeds to St. Jude's Hospital. And I'm not talking about little. They really raised some big money for St. Jude. So, woohoo, big on them for doing that. And wait till you find out what these Australians think of America. I was able to capture the attention of one earlier in the day, so you'll find out about that. And also, Medicare, if you are applying for it, what do you need to know, all that stuff. I want to make sure everybody gets the information that they need. So Ray Hurd joins us, and he'll be talking about that. And pay attention, because there's a deadline coming up, December 7th, and he'll talk about it. Medicare enrollment ends on the 7th, so you sign up before that deadline so you don't get yourself caught in a quandary, because what do you do then? You know, don't wait for something disastrous to happen. Just figure all that stuff out. Let's move to what I call the headers. So what are the headers, things that people are talking about? That's what I say over all the shows about the buzz in the back, yard. And the buzz in the backyard, one of the stories is John Bolton said he didn't listen to a tape of Khashoggi, the journalist who was killed, because I don't speak Arabic. He was asked, the national security advisor, at a briefing at the White House, what did you think you learned from it? And he had nothing that he learned from it because he said he didn't speak the language. CIA Director Gina Haspel has listened to the tape, but others like Bolton and President Trump have not. Trump said earlier this month there was no reason for him to hear the recording, which was provided by Turkey and captures Khashoggi being killed by a Saudi hit team moments after entering the Saudi consulate in Istanbul back on October 2nd. I mean, Khashoggi was a very prominent critic of the Saudi leaders and a contributing columnist to the Post. So Bolton said, I didn't listen to it. And I guess I should ask you, why do you think I should listen to it? What do you think you'll learn from it is what was shot back at him. So the reporter said, don't you have an interpreter? Oh, and of course, members of both sides of the aisle in Congress have parties, have called for the Trump administration to take a harder line against Saudi Arabia in the wake of Khashoggi's killing, and the tensions could be on display when we see a few things happening, like the fact that you've got, Pompeo on the Hill, and you have Defense Secretary Jim Mattis. They're briefing lawmakers. It's typical of what they do, but now they'll get asked a lot of questions about that. It's getting that info that can lead to something that's, you know, very, very key, I think. What is it that will lead to something that they can use? Right? Oof. All right, how about this? They make fun of Christmas trees when you buy tiny ones. Does anybody have a tree up now? Raise your hand. Oh, I see hands going up all over the place with my special infrared glasses. There's an English town I read about today. They call their Christmas tree Britain's Worst. It's a town whose Christmas tree was called a nightmare by the people who live there. They say it's not done growing yet. Let's just put that tree up, and that's in the town square, and that's what we're going to use. I don't understand. Why can't we use it? Because it's small. It's not fully grown. We got a lot of people here in this little old town. All right, this was a shocker to me, moving from a very cold area and a Christmas tree to the coffee pot might not protect your brain from Alzheimer's and Parkinson's. There was like a report that was floating around that it was good for you. But when it comes to coffee, you know, it does add some gas or fuel to your engine, but it might not protect you from the diseases, because that came out that it was a good protection for that. But it's not necessarily true. You know, with all these studies, isn't it interesting? I could give you any study and we can figure out a way to manipulate it to sound like it's something different. I was just also reading about a study where this new study published in the Journal of International Society for Anthrozoology found that women who share their bed with dogs have less disturbed sleep and greater feelings of security and comfort. Can't find a man? Get a dog. Because they're warm, they're cuddly, and they're loyal. So you're going to feel really good about the dog. And it's funny, and I'll peel back the onion a little bit more on the Delaney-Jocelyn household. Mahalo rules the rules, the roost, the 90-pound dog that can do no wrong. He sleeps in the bed, but he sleeps at the foot of the bed, and that's the thing. A lot of big dogs do that. So we're not talking about them full-on taking up the whole bed, but he feels like a member of the family. This is his spot, too. So he wants to be involved. I think most people that it's either or. They just don't allow it to happen, or people allow it to happen. I guess it just depends on your how you feel about it, your circumstances. If it's okay, you know, then you say it's okay and you do it. I think that's the main thing, right? Yeah. I think that's the main thing for sure. Personal choice. There's no magic to this, folks. Personal choice. This is interesting. It's interesting and it's sad, and we keep seeing it, and we've had this discussion with Bob Ney. I've been doing this show for 10 years, and before that I was doing TV and news and radio and sports thrown into the middle of all that. But let's just put it this way. I learned a lot about a lot of interesting things. And one thing I've learned is the hottest potato to pass always, always is the potato called the undocumented worker. So undocumented immigration in the United States fell to a 12-year low, according to researchers. I'd love to see all of that research. But they're saying that the decline was, the high was 12.2 million in 2007 to 10.7 million in 2016. Wow. And the president keeps pushing his 2016 campaign pledge to complete the southern border and, you know, the wall to prevent illegal immigration. And he described the caravan of Central American immigrants arriving at the border as an invasion that threatens national security. So there's no putting up with what's happening there. In fact, it's the opposite. It's making the moves to move in a different direction, right? And that's not a shock. I mean, we knew this was coming. We certainly have seen that. In L.A., there's an auto show going on that often has the cars that are mind-blowing, but some of these cars are sensible. It's all about the tech. What does the car do? So self-driving cars are huge. When they're talking about self-driving cars, they're even talking about cars that can deliver pizzas. Can you imagine? What do you do? Name the car? Okay, Sammy the robot is coming your way, or would you prefer a different robot? Or how about this? Sorry, all the robots are out. They've already been delivering. We can't slide back to our old behavior. So can somebody please pick this up? What you got for us? What is it? Let us know. Right? Absolutely. Absolutely. All right, coming up, I mentioned it now a couple of times. I'm going to say it again. So many of you want to know what the what's on the menu. What's on the menu is you can get a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, at Amazon.com or wherever great books are sold. It's been a lot of fun. The book just came out on Times Square last week. You can always catch us at KateDelaneyRadio.com if you want to share your thoughts on what's happening around America or elsewhere. Anything is fine. You can send them to us there, KateDelaneyRadio.com, and Deal Your Own Destiny.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. Republicans will now have a 53-seat majority in the Senate, having successfully defended a Mississippi seat in a runoff election. Democrat Mike Espy conceded the race to incumbent Republican Cindy Hyde-Smith, who had stumbled over a comment about attending a public hanging.
I congratulated her on her victory tonight, and She has my prayers as she goes to Washington to unite a very divided Mississippi.
Political columnist Leslie Sanchez says Hyde Smith had the edge going into the runoff vote.
The biggest indicator was that double-digit lead that Hyde Smith had going into today. In most cases, you cannot make up more than 1 to 2 points as you get down to that last 48 hours to an election day.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
Well, I don't want a lot for Christmas. There is just one thing I need. I don't care about the presents underneath a Christmas tree. I just want you for my own, more than you could ever know. Make my wish come true.
Thrilled to catch up with Mikey Edwards. He's one of the 10 tenors. They are so popular, they are back by popular demand. I'm one of those people who loves the 10 tenors. It's their second time around, and they've got so many performances lined up. Lucky for all of us here in the States, the 10 tenors do this really cool thing where when they sell copies of Our Christmas Wish, some of that goes to the St. Jude's Children's Research Hospital, which, of course, we love St. Jude's. In fact, these guys have raised a ton of money for St. Jude's. We're going to talk about that. And let's talk about the 10 Tenors, of course, and what it's like touring. The 10 Tenors blend rock, pop, and opera with, all the charm and charisma that one can muster up. How's that? All right, Mikey, what an introduction, huh? Did I do you good?
That was quite the introduction. I don't know quite what to say next. Thank you so much. Hi.
So you come to the States, you're popular here, and you're touring. What's it like, first of all, touring with 9 other guys, and how did you guys form this group?
Well, the group started over 20 years ago in Brisbane, in Australia. It kind of got together as a bit of a corporate act, as a bit of a one-off thing. But the concept and the ideas really seemed to appeal to audiences. So they started touring regional Australia. And before too long, they were doing international tours. Obviously, 23 years ago, members have come and gone. And there are no originals with the group, but the group is touring as much as ever.
So what's it like for you being a classically trained tenor who basically, and I said it, you rock out with the other guys to icons like David Bowie and Prince? I mean, that's sort of an anomaly.
Yeah, I mean, well, one of the things that we really try to do is kind of celebrate as many types of tenors that we can. So, we've got Pavarotti in the show, but yeah, as you say, we've got Bowie, we've got Queen. It's probably one of the biggest challenges about being in the group, having to cover so many styles. But I think it was one of the best things about joining the group, getting to sing so much music that I hadn't really been able to sing before. So it's one of my favorite bits about being in the group is the diverse music that we cover.
So here's the key. Are you a tenor one or a tenor two?
We do lots of switching up throughout the show. So during some songs I might be a tenor one, and then during some other songs I might be a tenor two. Yeah, we keep it interesting.
No kidding. How long have you been, singing? How long has that been, part of what's the passion that drives you since you were a kid?
Yeah, I started singing when I was 8 years old. I was a boy soprano, and I sang in a children's choir in Melbourne, and I just loved it, and went on to study it, and I've been touring with the Ten Tenors for 4 years now, so just kind of can't get enough.
So when you're touring with the guys, and here you are traveling around the U.S., we talk about food all the time. So, for example, I grew up in Philly. When you go to Philadelphia, everybody talks about cheesesteaks and pretzels. If you're in Kansas, they talk about beef. If you're in California, they talk about sushi or fish tacos. What's been your best food experience so far?
Well, I love barbecue. I just love it. So whenever we're kind of in the south around Kansas or in Oklahoma, you'll see me at a barbecue joint.
Inhaling the barbecue with, do you like the spicy sauce?
I like spicy wet barbecue. That's all me.
Oh, then you fit in perfectly. Do you, obviously your accents attract attention. There's all of you traveling together. People, I think, get what you, certainly they've seen you, they get what you do. Do you find that you get quizzical looks sometimes when you're touring around?
Well, yeah, sometimes we do because it's hard to not notice kind of 10 Australians walking through either a pub or bar or restaurant or something like that. So we often do, and people go, what are you doing here? And sometimes we end up in the most unlikely places. But that's definitely one of the best parts of that touring, I think.
I have a friend from Melbourne, and she talks to me all the time about kangaroos, the roos, she says. And she says the roos are just like pets. I mean, they're not pets, but they're all over the place. So is that true? I mean, you go there and you can easily perhaps see one when you're driving down the road?
I mean, they're not in the city. Like in Melbourne, for instance, you're not going to see one. They're not in the streets of the city. But you don't actually have to travel that too far out of the city and you will see some wild kangaroos. But they're not hopping down the streets, I can tell you that much.
They're not hopping down the street. All right, how about koalas? Sometimes there's some confusion. They're so cute when they're stuffed. They're gorgeous when they're at a zoo. But you grew up with koalas. What are they like? Do they bite?
They're actually really grumpy. They just kind of snarl and don't do a whole lot. They just sit in a tree and just kind of snarl and grumble away. I think they're just a really really angry animal.
They're an angry animal. That's great. You just destroyed my picture. Okay, I have to ask you about this because I like music. I like sports. We like all kinds of things here on this show, and the people listening do. And there's always that argument about why do you call Aussie rules football? Come on, it's not like the NFL. So what are the dickens about Aussie rules football? What's the deal about that?
I mean, it's just in Australia, there's kind of in the south, everybody plays Aussie rules, and in the north, everybody plays rugby. So we can't even really make up our own minds back home. But, it's the most popular game. We love it. In Melbourne, especially where I'm from, around September, which is the end of the season, it's just footy, footy crazy.
I bet it's crazy. And then I have to ask you this. I have to ask you this question too, because this is the first thing it really Americans say. The idea about the water spinning in a different direction in Australia than the U.S. Why is that?
I actually. honestly would have no idea. I'm not even sure if I've paid close enough attention to even notice something like that. But I will go home, try and figure it out, and report back.
All right, I'm going to give you my email address. We want you to call in because we want to know. That is a big burning question for me. We're speaking with Mikey Edwards of the Ten Tenors. And the Ten Tenors, as you've heard we talk about, blend rock and pop and opera. And they've got fans all over the place. I mean, 90 million plus have certainly seen them. And you've got these Home for the Holidays concerts, and they've got music from the Ten Tenors' top 10 album, Our Christmas Wish. Why do you think people like Christmas music so much?
I think it just really gets you in the mood, doesn't it? After Thanksgiving, I've started to hear Christmas tunes in the shopping malls, and it's getting me excited and getting me in the holiday spirit. And I think everybody just loves to sing along to them, so people are more than welcome to do that at our show.
Do you know what, me singing? I'm not a tenor one, a tenor two. I'm not a bass or a baritone. I don't know what I am, but I know I scared the dog.
Well, that's always fun too.
yeah. Who's that woman there trying to sing? So when we talk about your Christmas songs, as you said, it gets people in the mood. Do you have a favorite one? Is it White Christmas? Is it Mariah Carey's All I Want for Christmas Is You? What do you like?
Yeah, my favorite is White Christmas. I love that song, which is funny considering we don't get White Christmases in Australia, but I just absolutely love that song. And maybe I just enjoy dreaming of a White Christmas, so.
Nice. Well, you might get to see some white snow as you are cruising around the U.S. I mentioned you're in a whole bunch of different places. You talked about barbecue and loving barbecue, so we know you like Kansas and those areas. Do you have a favorite city or a place that you've been to?
One of my favorite places that we went to on tour maybe 3 years ago, we went to New Orleans in Louisiana, and I just absolutely loved that city. It was so much fun, and we did a really cool gig there at one of their newly reopened theaters, and yeah, that was definitely a highlight of the state for me.
That is perfect. You said New Orleans because, of course, people are listening to us in New Orleans. And I love New Orleans, too. I know exactly what you mean. But here's the key, Mikey. You fall in love with New Orleans, and when you're there, you got to be careful because it's so easy to want to just plant yourself there.
I can imagine.
Sucks you in, and you want to stay. So let's talk about, and I mentioned this, the proceeds and how much of that goes toward, but just in general, what happens with the St. Jude's Children's Research Hospital. Obviously, this is important to you guys because you've raised so much money already for them.
Yeah, so about 3 years ago, we released our Christmas album, Our Christmas Wish, in Australia, and we teamed up with a charity there called the Children's Hospital Foundation. And I think Christmas, it's a time for giving, and it's a time to be, you know, supporting really important causes. And when we were releasing the album in the States, there was no better organization than St. Jude Children's Research Hospital to do the same thing. So in 2016, we went to Memphis, and we visited St. Jude, and we just absolutely were in awe of what they do there. And so we're really excited to be continuing to partner with them and donating all the net profits from that album straight to the kids.
I love it. So if somebody wants to get a copy of the album, how can they do that?
They can go online and they can get it on iTunes, or they can get it at Walmart, or they can come to our shows.
Perfect. I love it. Mikey Edwards, Ten Tenors, thank you so much for joining us. And you got to find out about that water thing. It's very strange.
I'll let you know.
Thanks, Mikey.
Thank you so much.
hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of Slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. Former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars.
To join the American Cannabis Summit, visit acs2018.com or text JOIN to 76280. Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280 now.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Got health insurance, it only works if I die. Oh, what if I live? America's when there's no words left to say it all like a kid. Give me that wrecking ball of faith and the heart that it wants to. One day all those asses are kissing about your warm mouth.
Excited to be joined by Ray Hurd. Perfect timing for that. He's the Deputy Consortium Administrator for the Consortium for Health Plans Operations and Regional Administrator for Boston and New York Regional Offices, where we're talking about, of course, open enrollment and Medicare. As the Deputy Consortium, I think it's important to set this up, the Administrator for Health Plans and Operations, he provides that oversight and guidance to 10 CMS regional offices across the country for the administration of Medicare Advantage and Medicare prescription drug plans. So he's a big deal. Ray, thanks so much for coming on.
Thanks for having me. It's my pleasure.
Here's the thing. This really is important because I think people sometimes get confused on dates and then what do they need to do. So perfect timing for you to be here. When does Medicare open enrollment end, first of all?
So people only have one chance a year, people that have Medicare only have one chance a year to make changes to their coverage. And that ends on December 7th, so we're down to the last 3 weeks for people to really look at their options and make a decision.
Wow. And here's the thing, while we're in this open enrollment portion, what do Medicare beneficiaries need to do during this period?
Well, the first thing they need to do is think about what matters most to them. So Our health changes from year to year, and if we already have a health insurance plan, they change coverage from year to year. So you need to review your own status, and you need to review what your health plan covers, make sure it's continuing to cover your doctor or your prescriptions. And then you have to think about what type of Medicare coverage is going to best fit your needs. And we have a tool that can help people with that. On Medicare.gov, it's called Compare Coverage Options, and it asks you five simple questions and sort of gives you guidance as to what might be the best options for you. Do you better off with a Medicare Advantage plan or maybe traditional Medicare with a standalone prescription drug plan? And so it sort of guides you down that path. And then the best tool, I think, is the Estimate Medicare Costs, because it will look at your current health status and what your current Medicare coverage is, and it will show you, you know, am I going to pay more out of pocket with just traditional Medicare than if I had a Medicare Advantage plan.
Yeah, wow, sounds like a great tool because, Ray, you and I both know what's on our mind. We want good coverage, but we want to make sure we can afford it. So you'd probably advise really use that tool and drill that down, right?
Absolutely. And I also advise, if you can, to make an appointment with a state health insurance assistance counselor. I talk to the counselors every year, and I always hear great stories about how they helped people with Medicare save money or find better coverage because they took the time to walk them through their different options.
Yeah, nice. Who can participate in Medicare open enrollment? Sometimes there's confusion there.
Basically, anybody that's enrolled in Medicare is able to participate in this open enrollment period.
And we mentioned you have 3 weeks for it to end, so you've got to do this now. And why is open enrollment this one time a year important for people with Medicare?
Well, it's really important because it's the only time of year when you can make a change to your coverage options. So come December 7th, if you haven't made any changes, you're going to stay in the same Medicare coverage you have now for another year before you can review your options and make choices. And remember, you know, if you have traditional Medicare, it doesn't cover everything. You know, vision, dental, and hearing are not covered by traditional Medicare. If you shop around and look at the Medicare Advantage plans that are available in your area, you may be able to find one that offers some of those benefits and covers things like dental or vision or hearing where traditional Medicare doesn't.
Yeah, great advice there. And that's why that Medicare Advantage plan was put in place, right?
That's part of it. The other thing is most Medicare Advantage plans cover your prescription drug costs. So if you have a Medicare Advantage plan, you don't have to worry about having another standalone prescription drug plan.
Yeah. What other resources are available online?
So the best resource online is Medicare.gov, a pretty robust website. I already talked about some of the tools that are available there, compare coverage options, estimate your Medicare costs. But you can also find health and drug plans and compare them right on the screen so you can see which one may have the better options for you. And anytime you have a question about Medicare or you want help, you can call 1-800-MEDICARE to talk to a customer service representative. And they're available 24 hours a day.
Wow, that's great. 1-800-MEDICARE, so keep that in mind for everybody listening, 24 hours a day. You know, when you look at this, and Ray, obviously you've been involved with this for a while, and you know this backwards and forwards, and I can tell that. Where do most people trip up? So if we could help them, where do they mostly struggle when they're trying to do this?
I think where most people trip up is that it's a daunting task, and so they don't do anything, and they just settle with staying where they are. And that is really not the best choice because there are so many new options out there and so many additional benefits that they may be able to find and actually fit their needs better, as well as save them money.
Yeah, so there you go. And talking about resources, and we talked about online, and we gave you the phone number, et cetera, where else can people go to get local help in their own community? Because some people would rather do it that way.
So every state has state health insurance assistance program, and those are trained counselors through Medicare. So they understand the Medicare system, and they can walk through that process. If you are interested in sitting down with somebody, you can call 1-800-MEDICARE to get the number to your local health insurance assistance program.
And we talked about this right at the top. This is your one chance a year to do this, the Medicare open enrollment. So what happens if people miss the deadline?
Yeah, unfortunately, if you don't take action before December 7th, you'll have to wait until the next open enrollment period to make any changes, and that'll be next October 15th when it starts.
Yeah, well, I'm so glad that we're doing this interview because the more people, and you know this obviously, the more people you reach, the more people understand that. And the idea of the task that it is, I think you've really put people's, I guess, fears at bay, which is a really, really good thing, Ray, when we look at this, because here's the thing, it's your health, it's your benefit, right? And so you want to use that.
Absolutely, and you know, if you go to Medicare.gov, like I said, there's some tools that'll walk you through the process, and you can look at the different plans that are available to you, and even sign up right there on the website.
Yeah, I think it's, to me, as I've done this with relatives, I think the process has gotten easier. What do you think?
Oh, we strive to make it better year after year. We're always making improvements to the Medicare Plan Finder and trying to find ways to make it easier for people to shop for plans and make choices.
Yeah, for you personally, and I mentioned all those great credentials at the top of this, it's got to be a very busy time, is it?
It is a very busy time. You know, it's a lot busier getting the plans ready coming into the open enrollment period, but now that we've got everybody lined up, my job is to make sure that people understand what their options are and that they take advantage of this period because, you know, as I said once, I talk to counselors every year that save people money and find better options for them.
Yeah, and that's interesting, too, because you do that deeper dive in talking to those counselors. Is that part of, just for the interest of telling people the kind of work that you do, is that part of the process when you get through this period, you go back and look at, okay, how do we make this bigger, or how do we make this easier for people? What do they really want, and what are we seeing, like, the trends?
So we do trend analysis, and we do look at the process from year to year and look for where there might have been glitches in the system or ways to make it easier for people. And remember, you know, we're trying to make the Medicare program better itself year after year. So we've given Medicare Advantage plans more flexibilities to add additional supplemental benefits. So, you know, next year you may see benefits that cover home care or maybe cover other benefits that aren't traditional. And so these are the kind of things that, you know, people look at, maybe adult daycare services or in-home support services or home-based palliative care. And as the Medicare Advantage plans grow and we give them more flexibilities, they keep adding these programs. But if you don't go online or talk to a counselor and look at what the plans offer, you never know.
Yeah, so that's a key takeaway, I think, from this interview is please go and take advantage of that, whether it's face-to-face. But I love, love, love the idea of the Medicare Advantage Plan because you said it. You look at this every year, and you're adding things, and who knows what's there if you don't take advantage, right?
That's right. Take advantage, look at what's available, find different benefits, and again, you might save money.
Yeah, there you go. So I want to make sure that we get this clear. Go to Medicare.gov, 1-800-MEDICARE, and they have, Ray, until when this ends?
Just till December 7th. You've got 3 weeks left, so it's time to take action.
Yeah, excellent. Ray Hurd, thank you so much for joining us. Appreciate it.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.